News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, today, the Minister for Justice announces a plan to reform the system of investigating and prosecuting sexual crimes and thereby creating a victim-centred approach. We're joined now by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. Minister, just tell us, what have you got planned?
Thanks, Shane. So this morning this afternoon, I'm launching Supporting a Victim's Journey. And this is a plan to help victims and vulnerable witnesses, in particular in sexual violence cases. This is following on from the O'Malley report, which we published earlier on this summer, which set out 52 recommendations and about four overarching themes at how we could improve the criminal justice system. And as you've just said, what I want to focus on now is how do we take those actions? How do we take those recommendations, implement them, but make sure we do so in a way that really focuses on the individual and the victim themselves. So this ensures that if a person is a victim of a sexual crime, that they will hopefully feel empowered, that they will feel able to come forward, that that information, that that support will be available to them, but also that they will have confidence in the criminal justice system and the people who are in it. And unfortunately, when somebody is a victim of this kind of crime, what we're seeing is that they often feel powerless and they don't have confidence in the system. And when they do go through the system, they often feel re-traumatized because it's a very complex and a very challenging and difficult situation to be in. So what I want to do from the very beginning, from when a person is unfortunately a victim of this kind of crime, as they go through the process, that they feel supported, that they are provided with the type of support that they need, and that most importantly, that they're treated with dignity and respect. So there's a lot of recommendations here. The report itself and the implementation plan sets out very clearly, and I suppose it's important to say we're accepting all of these recommendations. Some of them we have been able to start work on immediately. Some of them have actually been implemented already. Others will take a little bit longer, but we have set out very clearly timeframes over the next number of months and the next year or two as to when they will be implemented. And then myself, I will chair the implementation oversight group. And we will also have a separate group that will feed into a consultative committee with representatives from the NGOs on that.
One of the very contentious issues that does come up is the issue of the sexual history of the victim in this case. Are there specific measures to address that?
There are. And so I suppose there's a number of things that we're trying to do in this instance. Firstly, and we've started work on this already, but there was a recommendation for preliminary trial hearings. What this would mean is that any questions that the prosecution would or the defence would want to raise in a court setting, that this would all be dealt with prior to that, but also that particularly when it comes to a person's previous sexual experiences, that they would be able to go through this before it gets to a trial setting. Separate to that, and this is something that I think had been asked for by most victims' representative groups and proposed by Tom O'Malley, is that you would have separate legal support and representation for victims. So what we are doing here and what we were proposing is that you would have that support in the preliminary trial hearing, specifically when somebody has been asked about their sexual history and their past. So this is to give them that bit of direction, that guidance, that extra bit of support, and that we would hope, the intention is that they would have it at the same level. So say if it's the defence have a senior counsel, that person would have that same level of defence. So it's about making sure that a person knows what rights are available to them, knows what support is available to them, and that they're, I suppose, helped to give their best evidence at every stage of the way. And this is just a number of ways that we're hoping to in particular in that issue, and try and support victims.
And specialist training as well for judges, lawyers, and indeed Gardaí who might be giving evidence in the trial.
So a huge part of this, and this was as well as, I suppose, the education around consent, a huge piece of this is around education of those who are part of the justice system. So we have clearly set out timelines working with Garda Síochána that all of their members would be trained next year and the following year. Obviously, we've quite a large force. but in relation to the judicial system, so working with the Law Society, the Bar Council, the Judicial Council and the DPP, they have all given a commitment working with us to develop training programmes to add to the current programmes that they have, and that they would have this done by the end of next year. It's a really important part of this process. We want victims to not just have confidence in the system, but the people that they come into contact with. It's so important that they are trained for what is a very specialist area, what is a very difficult and sensitive area. And I'm very pleased with the response that we have received from all of the legal sector, and they have all very much come on board and given that commitment.
Minister, just before we let go, obviously a very, very important piece of legislation you're going to be concentrating on today. Can I just ask you about just a couple of other things making the headlines today and in recent days? One concerning your own bailiwick. Fines agreed at Cabinet for those who breach COVID regulations. I'm just wondering, where are we at with them? When will those fines actually come in?
So the legislation itself has been signed by the President, but it will take a number of days for the Gardaí. They have to update their systems under the PULSE system. So we expect to have that in the coming days. As people might be aware, there are already penalties there for a lot of the provisions that will be included under these fine systems. So whether it's the 5 kilometre limit, whether it's wearing face masks in on public transport or in shops or some of the other penal provisions, as people will be aware, it's a very severe penalty up to 2,500 or potentially 6 months in prison. These fines will obviously be more graduated, and I think, and the Minister for Health obviously feels, will be more appropriate for the breach that we're talking about. But this is something that will come in very soon. What is already affected
within days,
absolutely. What is already in play, though, and what was very much quite a significant part of the legislation last week is around house parties and gatherings. That will be part of the graduated fine system, but already if a person refuses to comply with the direction from a guard, where they call to a house, where there's a party happening, where they refuse to stop the party and send people home, then there is a measure there for Gardaí to be able to take action. So there are a number of measures from the legislation that have come into effect already.
And just very briefly, Minister, can I just ask you, contact tracing, a report in the Irish Times today, new recruits being asked to bring their own laptops for training. There's still a bit of way to go before we get there in relation to tracing, I think it's fair to say, isn't it?
Well, look, I think nobody has tried to deny that we've had a number of bumps in the last few weeks, as we've tested more than between 18 and 20,000 people a day, and the positivity rate has increased significantly. It has put huge pressure. So we are hiring, I think there's between 60 and 70 every week, and they will become permanent. In relation to the laptops, I'm assured by the HSE that nobody will be working on their HSE tracing system without a HSE laptop. So I don't know whether this was for induction or what part of the process it was, but everybody will be given laptops when they're doing their work. And I suppose the most important thing for people to know is that we are hiring, the numbers are increasing, and I do think that we'll get hold of this very soon.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk.